Playwright and director Shreya Bhagwat is tackling the taboo topic of sex in the South Asian community in her first full-length play, The Kama Sutra Chronicles. The premise: can the Kama Sutra, through the appearance of its creator's muse, help a Kiwi-Indian couple whose marriage is falling apart? Shreya, who's also a published poet and short story writer, hopes the Kama Sutra Chronicles will encourage conversations about sex and women's self-empowerment. I spoke to her and to one of her actors, Gemma Jade Naidu, but first, here's an excerpt from the play.
What about when a man is uninterested? You're just a happy person, or are you laughing at me? Which one is it?
Yes, I'm generally happy, but right now I'm laughing at you. You're looking for answers in the wrong chapter of a book written for men wanting to have sex with as many women as they want.
What? Where?
Well, at least in this chapter, anyway. You want reasons for men resisting sex? I thought you were better than that. Anyway, you're so sad, so it didn't go well, did it?
Well, we just never seem to connect.
Why?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be here talking to you, would I?
I think you know why. Oh my God, Ishita.
It's not working out. And whoever you are, a ghost, a voice, I don't know, but you're the one who knows. It's not working out, and I'm so stuck. The therapist seems to think
Well, screw her.
What?
Screw her. Them. All of them. Look, you don't have to listen to anyone, including this book. I lost my patience with them a long time ago. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be married or be here. Take it from someone who has been in the business for a long, long time.
But we've been together for so long, and...
And so?
So he didn't even say anything before leaving. I want to help him.
Oh, screw him.
What are you saying?
I'm asking you, what do you want to do? I think you know. Look where Prang Patan has got you. Are you happy? Obviously not.
But I love him.
And what is love? This? Really? Leaving is an option. Staying is an option.
I don't know.
I know you love him. But how about loving yourself just a little bit more?
Shreya, let's wind back. I mean, a big thing for you, of course, for your first full-length play. But what are the themes? Because you've got a story we'll come to, but what are the themes? What are the ideas you're really looking at challenging in this work?
Talking about sex and intimacy is an uncomfortable topic for various reasons. And I feel like that's possibly why we should be talking about it quite openly. When I wrote this, I was quite curiosity-led. You know, I wanted to know what's there in the Kama Sutra, and a lot of my writing practice is informed by lived experience, mine and, you know, people in the community, family, friends, as I'm sure is for a lot of creatives. And it kind of came together from that point onwards. And the themes, well, I suppose it's human connection, you know, compassion. How do we relate with one another in our quest to love, to give and receive love in a way that's compassionate and meaningful and deep, you know? And when we try to do that, what happens? And yes, it's about sex, but it's also about all of this.
Is this a particularly difficult, sensitive issue within the South Asian community? Because, you know, I'd have to say that there's so much sex on TV and even on social media. Do you know what I mean? It's been it's been kind of normalized almost.
It's quite a weird cognitive dissonance, isn't it? And I tend to agree with you that while on one hand it's everywhere, and yet in our bedrooms, in our personal life, in our lived experiences, it's something that is considered almost sometimes undesirable or dirty or shameful. You know, especially I think women asking for it, sex and love and connection and intimacy and wanting it, in itself sometimes can be quite a dramatic and big ask. And to me, that's ironical and quite sad.
Gemma, who's your character in the Kama Sutra Chronicles?
I play Vasantsena, and she is the original courtesan
A woman of the world, as she likes to say. And I am the muse of Vatsyayan, who's the guy that wrote the Kama Sutra. So I am his inspiration and what he wrote about when speaking of females. And so I come out of the book to assist Ishita, who's the female character and wife in the relationship. She is a vivacious feminist, but focuses a lot on the autonomy of a woman in regards to her feminism. So doing whatever you want and being true to yourself as a woman, with your desires, with how you interact with people and how you hold yourself in society.
Was she a real life muse or an imagined muse?
She was kind of a part of South Asian stories, basically, for a really long time. So she wasn't a specific human being, but the idea of her and around that name, Vasanthena, has been around for a very long time. Mm. And so she represents divine and unapologetic femininity for quite some time.
When you started studying this, when you started, I guess, looking through the Kama Sutra, what struck you about it? I think a lot of people, we know the name, but I would say most perhaps haven't had a look or maybe have some kind of stereotypical image of it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, going into this, even as a South Asian, I, like many people, thought the Kama Sutra was a sex book about positions, and that's what you turn to it to spice up your bedroom life. And after more investigation, I realized that it's a lot more about the philosophy of love and relationships and connecting with people, and it goes a lot deeper than just the physical act of sex and love. And it's about how to court someone, how to maintain the relationship and do so with respect for one another.
Shreya, Gem has explained her character, the wise sage who comes to help a couple. So who are the couple and what are they experiencing?
Rishabh and Ishita are my main characters, and they've been married for a while. The spark in their relationship has gone off, and they both love each other, but their connection has weakened and diminished. And in regaining each other's connection, you know, while trying to find their way back to each other and to themselves, on one hand, they're trying to find their way back to each other, but in its truest sense, the story is about Ishita returning to herself.
Yes, I'm reading about this too, you know, the idea of people being anything they want to be, you know, having that freedom and self-belief, you know, and that's really hard for an awful lot of people, isn't it?
It is. It is hard because it's a choice you make and choices have consequences.
Gemma, do you think this will be, and you'll be aware of it being on stage with the live audience, do you think this will be inspiring but also challenging for a lot of people?
Yes, I definitely think so with both of those. It will be really inspiring to women, especially, to see Ishita go through this journey that so many women have or want to or will be going through in their life. But it's quite confronting, and especially the South Asian community. I think, like Shreya spoke about before, we see sex all in media all the time, and it's discussed quite broadly outside of our own homes. But especially with me, knowing my relationship with my family, it's often something that's not discussed. And it also has a lot to do with ourselves personally as human beings. Like, sex plays a really big role in our identity. And so to be exploring that on stage, or to come in and see these people going through that journey and articulating everything and seeing it in front of you, can be quite jarring, but hopefully it'll start conversations that need to be had.
I think you wrote this, was it 2019, something like that?
Even earlier, actually. I started reading the Kama Sutra in 2016. So it's been a while. So I read the original translation of the Kama Sutra, and then subsequently I also read other translations and other analysis of it. So before I even started writing the play, I started reading the Kama Sutra.
What are the messages? And I mean, Gemma touched on this before, because we think of the illustrations. I couldn't even have told you there was much in the way of text.
I was pleasantly surprised. Like Gemma said, you know, I actually found it to be quite a humanistic approach, although it is a book written by a man, you know, for other men. And it is a product of its time, so there are problematic parts in it. I wouldn't disagree with that. Having said that, I, as a contemporary woman living in New Zealand from the South Asian community, I found it actually quite refreshing. And, you know, to think that this was written all those years ago, and it is a distillation. It's got referencing in it, which I was also very surprised with. And I think it's a very misunderstood text. You know, and any book, any concept taken out of context, it's not fair to do that to any kind of writing. So I came from it from a perspective of balance, and I was ready to be open-minded and allow it to surprise me as well.
Gemma, are you going to be talking to your family before they come along and see you in the plane? That's a genuine question, because we spoke before about how this will be confronting for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, my family know about this. They knew about it since our first rehearsal process pre-COVID. And it's been something that I've been very open about. And I think over the years, I've personally tried to make the effort to have these conversations within my household, to normalize these conversations. And they seem interested and supportive, as they are with everything that I've worked on, but I haven't quite told them the extent of it. So I think it'll be interesting to see their opinions on it. But I think it's a conversation that will also impact how I move forward within my family and the way we speak to each other within our household from this point. So it's going to make a huge impact.
That's what you'll be hoping for, Shreya, too, isn't it? And this is often the way with plays, is that it's entertaining, it's interesting, but you want it to linger beyond the curtain call. And I think in something like this, you're going to be wanting people to have conversations. In fact, is that, in a way, a bigger win than a big round of applause at the end, if there's a hubbub of conversation as people go out the door and down the road?
100% that would be the hope. And, you know, when I think of it, when I take a moment to just breathe and think about what is it that I want after the curtain call, you know, I really want people to turn to each other and look at each other and connect and talk and share how they're feeling and listen to each other, you know, and come closer. And in a way that is, again, like I said, you know, compassionate and loving and non-judgmental. So, yeah, so that's 100% my hope. And I do genuinely hope that that's what happens.
Gemma, from Wellington, I cast envious eyes up at Auckland because I get the sense that the Pan-Asian theatre community is going from strength to strength. And this company is one of several companies now. And as an actor, are you finding, I mean, is that your sense also? Are there more stories that you want to be involved in telling for and about your community?
Yeah, for sure. And I've been pleasantly surprised as well at the growth since I've entered the theatre space and the creative industry in New Zealand, especially being a South African-born Indian now living in New Zealand. Very much I made it my mission at one point to find my people, find my tribe and my community within this space. And also, we come from such vast backgrounds within the South Asian community. So I'm learning so much from watching these productions and hearing people's stories, because we each walk a very different path, but obviously have our similarities. So, yeah, it's like finding home away from home within these communities. And I'm so excited to see it continue to grow and for us to start speaking more about our experiences, and daringly so.
And Shreya, what are you, for your company, what are its goals?
I actually would like to just start with agreeing with Gemma. And I think that it's a very, very vibrant and exciting time to be a writer right now in Auckland. And it's, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. There is work happening all the time in small pockets on shoestring budgets by very passionate people who open their hearts, homes, you know. And truly, truly, a lot of work has gone into this community and this type of landscape for now people like me to be here and be able to tell this story. So I'm genuinely grateful to everybody who's come before me who has made it possible for me to be able to occupy this space, you know. So I say that with deep, deep gratitude. Having said that, for me, my goals would be to keep developing original work. I want to grow as an artist and by extension, the company that, you know, I hope to continue to build. And it is about also discovery and adventure for me. You know, my writing is about discovery and adventure. So it will evolve, hopefully, and it'll evolve through walking with other creatives and getting the feedback and the cross-pollination that comes with knowing other creatives as well and other creative practices. So those are my hopes, I suppose, for myself and the company that I hope to build.
You're quite the writer, playwright, film scripts, poems, short stories. For the writing part of this, where did you start?
Until this point, I've been self-taught. So I began by also just teaching myself how to write a play. Like I said, I was able to, you know, access community theatre. I was able to get the help I needed from people, other creatives in the community who were so generous with their time. And then I just developed my own process and my own technique. So I would start by something as small as making the time to write every day, writing a few words every day, you know, staying committed and getting lots of feedback and not being afraid to fail. Because this play has gone through a lot of development, you know, and that's the nature of it for me. Shaping it, assessing it, reading it, being open-minded to really how it's evolving, what is good for the script, what is good for the story, and what is the story that I'm actually trying to tell from my heart. And marrying all of that together and synthesizing it and distilling it in my brain and then continuing to write through that.
Gemma Jade Naidu and Shriya Bhagwat. The Kama Sutra Chronicles premieres on the 24th of August at Auckland's Basement Theatre.